Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Happy New Year!
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. Indeed, as the great Tyson Fury once said,
Happy New Year!
There you go. I knew if we asked him to do it again, he would be happy to join. The NFL season is officially off and running, and boy, what a doozy we had last night, huh? And we've got a big game at Raymond James Stadium this Sunday afternoon, 4:25. If the football and, I guess, regular gods are with me, I will be at one of my favorite stadiums in the whole wide world. Haven't been there in 10 long years. Raymond James Stadium, Tampa Bay, Florida. 4:25 for Jaden Daniels, Dan Quinn, I guess Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt Jr. Lots of other debuts. Adam Peters' first game, GM. Not Josh Harris's first game as owner of the Washington Commanders. And we will have, of course, complete and full coverage for you over the next 3 hours after Kevin just wrapped up. And if you heard the back end of his show, he thinks the Commanders are going to lose. And he's not the only one. That being said, we'll have our official prediction for Sunday's game coming up. And as well, we're going to ask you, after we give you my record projection, again, a 17-game projection, impossible to get right. I mean, maybe if you step in horse poop, you occasionally, once every 100 times, come out smelling like a rose. But we will bounce it off of you. We'll see if I am right, wrong at the end. We'll see if I'm nuts, if you guys think I'm right on or way off. All of that. Plus, Jalen Ramsey gets paid. A review of our playoff projections. And I asked, well, it's really Nell's idea, so I want to make sure we give him the credit for having the idea. We decided, the people that work on this show, there's only four, right? We're a very small operation here. We are very, very small budget, okay?
And only one producer of those four.
Exactly. And you know, you need a raise. I'll just say it like that. I'll be nice and just say you need a raise. There's Matty Ice, who you just heard from, the longtime stalwart that he is. And if we don't get him a raise, he might not be the longtime stalwart much longer. We might force him out of his position. So get him a raise. Anyway, Doc Walker, who is here on Tuesdays and occasionally throughout, you know, here and there, filling in, whatever, or when I'm out, whatever. And, of course, Linnell Willing, the youngest in charge. So the YIC kept saying, I want to pick games. I want to pick all the games. I want to, you know, want to have a show. And so what I did was, at a ridiculously early hour this morning, I went through all the games and I started a text thread with the boys. And I said, hey, let's have some fun. Let's just pick straight up winners, tally them up throughout the course of the year, week in, week out. This way we can have a show scoreboard, if you will, right? And we're going to pick every single game on the docket without point spreads, without point spreads. And then we're going to, again, update it by the week, update it at the end of the year. We have not decided on a grand prize, but I think it's in all of our interest to have some sort of prize. So that's where we're going to need your help.
There should also be a punishment, because one of the things, in order to make it a little bit more interesting, and because I like introducing chaos into situations.
You're saying a grand prize and?
And a punishment. If anybody scores worse than me, they have to undergo the punishment. And the reason why I say that for the listening public, because they're wondering probably like, hey, you actually have interesting ideas and you're pretty smart. You shouldn't be
Is that what they say
worst.
About you?
They say that to me on the phone.
Oh, okay.
And then
okay,
they,
I gotcha.
You know, you're just not privy to those conversations. But I decided that I was going to make all my picks via coin flip. Heads for home, tails for away.
Yeah.
So that kind of...
Somebody used to make picks on the NFL with a monkey.
Yeah.
But you decided to...
I don't have access to a monkey.
Yeah.
The budget for the show is not that high.
Do you have budget for a penny? For a nickel?
I actually budgeted out a quarter.
Oh, wow.
Big spending.
Where did you flip this quarter?
In the production studio. Big spending.
I could just see you in the little cubicle that you have.
Flipping a coin 15 times.
With all the computers and microphones and audio boards just sitting there going, yep, 15 times this week. Because what we decided to do, just to be fair, is everybody got a win for last night's Kansas City Chiefs game. Even if you picked or thought Baltimore would. I know I picked Kansas City on Twitter and on the radio to win. Linnell, I think, picked Kansas City. Maddie, I'm sure you were going to go with Kansas City, right? Just say yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I gave you a win. And Doc, I wasn't sure, so I just gave Doc a win. Because that's the kind of guy that I am.
We started a little late, so everyone starts with one in the win call.
Exactly. You get a free little token like they used to hand out at Chuck E. Cheese. So anyway, everybody's 1-0, so I will have everybody's picks. Then later on, we have engineered the greatest segment in sports talk radio history.
Take it easy!
Us and us alone. Nobody's ever done this concept before. That might be the reaction that you hear a little bit later on.
Sure.
And again, we're going to go, is Chris crazy or is the rooster right on the Commander's season projection that I have? And it's, I don't want to say unique, but it's not probably what you're expecting. I'll leave it at that. But first, we begin today's program. As Pat McAfee likes to call it. By the way, Matt, I brought in, as you know, like penne pasta with a little tomato sauce and cut up Italian sausage. You better go grab some because it looks like it's flying off the shelf.
Oh, I will.
I mean, well, I don't know if it's going to be there at 3 o'clock when you get hungry again, because
you had
a big old steak sandwich. I didn't tell you until I was on my way in that I was bringing in lunch, so you had no idea. So you had a lovely steak sandwich, but I can't see the pot right now, but it is going fast.
During the break.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure you don't get shut out. So anyway, we have that. And then we have the great seafood escape from yesterday. If you weren't listening to Grant and Danny right around 4:45 yesterday afternoon, and if you missed it, you can go back on the Odyssey Rewind, the podcast and all that. I was busted for borrowing Jeff Walker, who is JP and B. Mitch's associate producer, for borrowing a unmarked but labeled, so I knew where it came from, Jumbo Lump Crab Cake Company in Manassas, okay, who brought in a huge spread for the junkies yesterday morning and at the radio station, and I took a labeled, with their labeling, not anybody else's labeling, unmarked, unassigned, unnoted, hey, this is Jeff's, this is Jeff's mama's, this is Matty Ice's, this is CK's, nothing. I took a tub of seafood salad because I forgot that I had brought lunch with me. I couldn't find it in the refrigerator. Why? Because it was sitting in my bag over here, and I hadn't put it in the refrigerator. So I thought I forgot it at home. So I grabbed it. I was like, well, I'm going to have this for lunch. It's catered food to the station. It's not marked as anybody's in specific. It's seafood. It's mayonnaise-based. It's got to be put in the refrigerator. That's the only logical spot for it, unless you want to put it in the toilet. And I took it, and I started to add a little condiments to it, a little pepper, and I almost was about to eat it, but I did not. When CK issued the memorandum heard around the world saying that if anybody has taken food from the refrigerator, that belongs to another employee and to return it immediately. Little did I
know. I knew you were an alien. I didn't know you're also a monster.
That's my boss. Little did I know, while I was being accused of being an alien and a monster, little did I know that while I was trying to do the radio show, Jeff Walker, who is never in studio, who is always basically anywhere that he's not supposed to be, was crying and whining and sucking on his thumb in diapers to anybody who would listen. The producer's text chain, the hosts to our boss about somebody do my seafood salad. Instead of doing his job. So that led to the memo. I returned it to the refrigerator, but while I had not actually eaten it, I did put pepper on it. So it's sitting there still. Why? Because Jeff ain't here today. He's too busy over with B. Mitch and J.P. Finley at D.C. City, at D.C. City Smokehouse, which we're not going to get any portion of. We're not invited. Nobody cares about us, little old us. But there's Jeff's seafood salad. I'm sure it'll be great on Monday when he returns.
It might be a little too old by then.
Maybe. Maybe I'll take it again just to bleep with them. I've gotten a bunch of texts, a bunch of tweets. Our guy Ben Conti thinks it's hilarious. Thinks the whole thing is hilarious. The whole segment was hilarious.
I will say.
Said there, funniest thing that he ever saw.
I will say, Chris, real quick.
Mm-hmm?
I actually agree with the general public that you did steal Jeff's.
Well, that's not what the general public is saying.
Well, but here's the issue. Because the general public of the office, because that's how office protocol happens. With that being said, we need to change office protocol, because it's absolutely disgusting that the first thing you do after you're done with something that has mayonnaise in it is to leave it out for another 5 hours instead of put it in the fridge.
Well,
so
yeah.
Maybe that needs to be
fixed.
Yeah,
well, there's a lot of things that need to be fixed around here. This from Louis Piccolo. I believe I'm saying his name. Hopefully I am. Or Piccolo. Catching up on yesterday's show, got to agree with Russell on this one. Anyone that works in the office knows that if you want to bring home food that was catered, you have to label it. He's also right. You can't leave seafood salad out. If you want to bring home food that was catered to the station, not to one individual, Jeff did not pay for it. Nobody paid for it. Okay, it's our great sponsor, our great partners at Jumbo Lump Crab Cake Company in Manassas. Go order yourself a big old spread for Sunday, baby. I mean, I got a 100 different tweets about this yesterday. I can't read them all. But, I mean, listen, I was not wrong in any way, shape, or form. I'll read you this one quick email from my guy David Cassidy in Ohio, in Dayton, Ohio. He said, Chris, you're right and the rest of these clowns are wrong. Having worked in a newsroom for 40 years, I can tell you how this works. If food is brought in for a special occasion, a party, or a food drop, as it's commonly called, the food is fair game for anybody on staff or at the party, whatever. But usually, if the food is perishable, as any seafood would be, not only seafood, but mayonnaise-based seafood product, at some point, it gets placed in the fridge. If it is not labeled with somebody's name on it, it's just as available as it was before. To anyone, unless someone puts their name on it. That's their claim to the food, and it should be respected. But without a name, there is no claim. Hey, that rhymes. There, we know this is true because it rhymes, as he said, which I hadn't seen yet. CK is a brilliant program director, but he just flunked out of food police school.
And that's where I'm going. From the way that we work at this station,
yes,
100%, mm-hmm. You were in the wrong. We need to be better about making sure that food that is perishable and you should not eat after a certain amount of time is out goes into the fridge.
Well, it was. It just wasn't labeled.
The problem is that's not usually what happens. Usually it goes over and it just sits in the kitchen over there until everyone leaves.
I don't know exactly when this was put in the refrigerator. Which
probably like a segment before.
Oh. So that's so maybe I'm lucky that I didn't eat it.
Honestly, you might be.
Yeah.
We'll have to check in.
Well, today
Jeff's
I brought in food that I know has been taken care of meticulously, okay? Anyway, we got a radio show to begin with. Last night, the NFL season began, and as you probably would expect, between two heavyweights, Kansas City and Baltimore, they went at it, I don't want to say punch for punch, because there was a time where the game was a 10-point lead a couple of different times. And to their credit, the Baltimore Ravens kept punching back, kept clawing back, kept scratching back. As you know, the fallout is they came up just short. How short? An inch short. Maybe not even an inch. Isaiah Likely's toe, tippy toe, part of his toe, in his shoe, was on the white back part of the end zone, and a touchdown, which was ruled a touchdown, was overturned via instant replay. And the Kansas City Chiefs held on, and much to the dismay of those that care about this, not only won the game, but covered the game. So anybody that had Baltimore, basically, what was it, 3.5? I think it was 3.5. Baltimore plus the 3.5. You thought, oh, not only did I win my bet, but the Ravens won and upset the Chiefs. Well, first of all, that was never going to be true, or at least not partially true, because that score, if it would have held up, would have left them 1 point short. And they still had to kick the extra point or do what John Harbaugh was going to do, and that's go for two. Which is a gutsy, aggressive, totally normal John Harbaugh play, right? I kind of thought he would do that without knowing that he would do that. Just that kind of guy. He doesn't have, I mean, he has major grapefruit, okay? He does not bat an eyelash. Earlier in the game, they went for it on 4th and 3. Now, the play was a disaster. It was blown up. It turned out to be a bad decision. But, listen, I understand that he is an aggressive head coach. So, we don't know if they would have converted the two-point conversion or not. We have no idea if they would have lost or not. Don't know. Or they could have won. But the play didn't count. Or the play was overturned. And why? Again, it was as clear as you could get as soon as you started seeing the zoomed-in replays. Not live, but as soon as you started seeing the zoomed-in replays, there wasn't a lot of, well, you know, maybe, kind of, I mean, I could see it both ways. Like we get on a lot of replays. No, this was pretty clear. And the NBC it, or whatever they call it, where they zoom in with high-definition cameras and they can, you know, freeze frame it and isolate it so you could see it. I mean, it was pretty clear that Isaiah Likely's toe by an inch was on the white. Was on the white. So nobody that had a clue, nobody that was using common sense thought it was still a touchdown. As unfortunate as it was, as tough of a blow, as bad of a break for the Baltimore Ravens as it was, I say nobody, but I'm wrong on that. I'll tell you why I'm wrong on that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Just get rocking and rolling on a feel-good football Friday, baby, in the nation's capital and beyond. Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Yeah, it is a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital and beyond on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Matty Ice is here. I'm here. You're there.
Me here, you there. Overnight, under the covers until the best of Amos in the morning.
Anyway, 3012, little Steve Summers impression. You worked with Steve-O, right? A little bit?
Yes,
I did. Great Steve Summers in New York City. The Schmooza. Long-time voice at WFAN in New York, and just a good all-around, just a dude, just a guy.
I have so many stories.
I mean, I have some stories, too.
None.
I don't know if we have time to tell them right now. We can exchange stories probably at another time over a beer or over a meal. Anyway, so I left you with the Ravens, or everybody thinking that the touch or the apparent touchdown catch by Isaiah Likely along the back line of the end zone was indeed a touchdown. Until as soon as you saw the first replay, the first zoom in, as soon as you saw it, and I think it's Terry McCauley who's like the official expert on NBC. I think it's Terry McCauley. So many of these guys now exist because the rules are so confusing. As soon as he saw it, as soon as they zoomed in on NBC, and they did a good job, obviously, because it was pretty immediate, like within, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds of the catch. And where you thought, oh my God, Baltimore is going to potentially win this game with a two-point conversion. They blew it up, and you could see Isaiah Likely's just barely. But it was clear, right? Because he's wearing darkened shoes. The line is white. The lights are good. The camera is good. It's right down the line. Boom. So everybody in America that's watching this, or anybody anywhere, pretty much can see it like right then and there. With the exception of the guy who threw the ball, Lamar Jackson. After the game, Lamar Jackson said, quote, I thought it was a touchdown. No problem with that quote. I thought it was a touchdown, too. Mike Tirico thought it was a touchdown. America thought it was a touchdown. Isaiah Likely thought it was a touchdown. The Kansas City Chiefs thought it was a touchdown. Everybody thought it was a touchdown, right? And it was ruled a touchdown. The problem that I have with Lamar Jackson is the following. I still think it's a touchdown. No, Lamar, it's not. It's not a touchdown. Them be the rules, baby. Unfair? Not even really unfair. That's the rules. The field has dimensions. It's not like you can argue that Isaiah Likely's foot wasn't even as small as it was. It's not like you can argue that it was like right butted up against the white line, right? Sometimes you get that. Sometimes you get that, and you can't tell whether the very, very tippy toe of someone's like ring toe or pinky toe is against the white. Sometimes you can't tell. This you can clearly tell. I'm sorry. Like, I know you want to win the game. I know you made a big-time throw. I know it sucks. But you can't sit here and tell me, hey, I thought it was a touchdown. Fine. We all did. I still think it's a touchdown. No, 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 no. Look at a replay. You shouldn't be talking to the media without looking at a replay and therefore being able to easily identify, hey, look, it sucks, but it was the correct call. It was the correct order. And again, we all know with any kind of instant replay, but specific to the NFL, if they don't have clear evidence, they're not overturning a call made on the field. And again, the call made on the field was indeed touchdown. There's no disputing this. I know you're a competitor. I know you're a warrior. I know you're a fighter. I know you're your team's best player. I got it all. And likely made a huge play earlier in the second half. I think it was early fourth quarter where he turned, you know, basically a, you know, a kind of a sprint out roll type pass from Lamar. Great throw, great execution. That would have gone for, I don't know, 12, 13 yards. He made somebody miss on a little pivot, and he went all the way, and he got Baltimore right back in the game, right?
That was so, on a 2-17, by the way. That was on a 2-17, so they were down yards.
Oh, 2nd and 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, the first touchdown.
That first touchdown.
Right, the one that actually counted.
Yeah.
Well, on top of that, not only that, but two plays before, Lamar Jackson had Isaiah Likely wide open in the back corner of the end zone, like, woohoo! Out. Again, not an easy throw, but a two-time MVP who's a great passer, as everybody tells me he is, has to make that throw. And instead, Isaiah Likely goes climbing up the ladder, comes down, and I thought for damn sure the way he came down, the way he was writhing in pain on like the asphaltish type track around the field, and the way they like walked off with him, and the female doctor behind him was shaking her head like, I thought for sure Isaiah Likely was done. And maybe done for weeks. Maybe for the season. Broken clavicle, whatever. Sternum, I had no idea. And the dude's in there two plays later. And in between all that, Lamar missed another touchdown. Now, he says he was going and looking and intending to go to another receiver. I'm not quite sure. I've watched the replay 10 times. I mean, I could see, I think, what he was talking about. But everybody knows he should have made one decision, one pass. And if he was a big-time passing quarterback, you make that throw. Patrick Mahomes makes that throw. Period. End all, be all. All there is to it. I would hope Jaden Daniels would make that throw. If he's really good, he would make that throw. We still don't know how good of a passing quarterback Lamar Jackson is. We still don't know. I thought last year was his best year. I thought he regressed, of course, in the AFC Championship game. I thought he was okay at times last night. But I thought he was also very spotty. And ultimately, the Ravens fall short. Now, Lamar Jackson also did something in that game last night that I honestly am scared to death of and hope for his sake and for others' sakes that we never see again. I'll tell you what that is and how it relates to the Washington Commanders coming up next. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, if you want to hop in, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Or you can tweet away or X post away at WrestleMania621, the radio station, at Team 980. Matt is at Mr. Underscore Me 93. And if you want to yell at Linnell, it's at Nell underscore BTP. Just don't tell him I told you. You could yell at him. Drive him crazy. First, a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so the fallout again from the season opener last night. Kansas City now 1-0, Baltimore 0-1. We just told you what Lamar Jackson still is saying and thinking after a controversial non-touchdown or touchdown reversal at the very end on the last play of, as it turned out, the game for the Ravens, who also felt that they were targeted by officials, with Ronnie Stanley, the left tackle on the Ravens, being picked on and called for several violations, three times for illegal formation, including the second play of the game, when others seem to be getting away with the same thing. We'll touch on that and more coming up here shortly. Meanwhile, the Miami Dolphins have taken care of Jalen Ramsey, who's had some injury issues and is expected to still carry a big load. He is now the highest paid cornerback in the NFL once again, for a second time in his career, signing a contract extension, a 3-year deal worth $24.1 million per year, 72.3 overall, and guaranteed to earn $55.3 million over the life term of the deal. The Miami Dolphins hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars this Sunday to open up the year. The Nationals back in Pittsburgh tonight after a series opening loss. That's two in a row now for Washington. They'll try and get back on track tonight at PNC Park. And that's what's trending. All right, it is a feel-good football Friday. And we're off and running. 1:38 and change. Your calls welcome. 301-230-0980. We'll get to Dr. Sabah. We'll get to Sean. We'll get to everybody. We're also, at the top of the 2 o'clock hour, going to get to my predicted season record and whether you guys hate it, love it, think it's fair, right on, what yours is. Let's go, baby. Week 1 of the NFL season is here. Commanders, Bucks. 4:25 Eastern time. I'll be on with Denton Day and Linnell Willingham, who are anchoring our pregame coverage. And really, we have pregame coverage throughout the day, starting with Earl Forsey early in the morning here on the Team 980, continuing through. And after that, again, Linnell, Denton, starting at 2 o'clock. They'll also take you through the game. Doc, after the game, I will be at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. I'll join them at 3:30, so a little less than an hour before opening kickoff for the Commanders and Bucks. So make sure you join us all day on Sunday right here on the Team 980. And then we'll be back Monday afternoon at 1, God willing, if my plane lands on time and everything's okay. Maddie, I scheduled this for like a 8:50 arrival at Reagan National. Do you think that 4-hour buffer window will be enough time for me to make it for the show?
One would hope.
One would hope.
if it were to fail for anyone,
yeah, it would be me.
Linnell.
All right. So we mentioned during the trending alert the Ronnie Stanley situation. Like, the Ravens were pissed off at the officiating all night long. And listen, I get it. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs, Juwan Taylor, the right tackle, was doing basically, it looked like, the same thing that Ronnie Stanley was doing. Ronnie Stanley's, been a longtime left tackle. They're trying to do all this illegal formation bullcrap. Three penalties against him. I got it. Everybody was upset. The delays, the calls, what have you. It happened on the second play of the game. Baltimore overcame it and carved right through Kansas City's defense, made a couple of big plays on third down, scored a touchdown, Derrick Henry, and everybody's like, oh, and then Kansas City went right through them and their so-called vaunted defense, which I don't think is vaunted anymore, but whatever, and Kansas City went right through them and scored on their opening drive. And then the defense has sort of settled down. So they were upset all night at the officiating, right? Listen, that happens. It's going to happen. It's a point of emphasis. It's one that didn't quite honestly get really any buzz that I remember. I mean, I like, some people talked about it, but it wasn't like, what was it a couple years ago? There was something. Maybe it was last year. I can't remember.
there was an emphasis on roughing the passer for a
while.
Yeah,
there's always been, but there was something innocuous, relatively innocuous last year.
About.
And it was like everybody, like, I remember people just screaming in the preseason, like, oh my God, you can't do this. It's terrible. All this stuff. And as soon as the season started, it was over. Like, it hardly did. I mean, it was not even a factor. So in this particular instance, and maybe I missed it, I don't know. I didn't hear a lot of buzz about this during training camp, during the preseason, with the Commanders, not with the Commanders, around the league. I just didn't hear a lot of this emphasis on illegal formation. And yet they called it, again, a whole bunch on the Ravens. And they also called it, I think, a fourth time on the Ravens on a receiver, if I remember correctly. But the bottom line is, everybody was all upset. Oh, it's ruining the game. People, it's a point of emphasis. Of course they're going to call it more early. They're trying to get you to change the behavior. How is anybody supposed to adjust when nobody plays in the preseason? This is not that big of a deal. Let's not make a mountain out of a molehill. This is like a tiny little thing. Even if it happens a couple of times to the Commanders on Sunday, again, like, learn the rule and practice the rule and emphasize the rule and you'll be fine. It's that simple. And you don't have to like it to understand it. And the Ravens last night were just, again, pissed off, I think, A, because of the frequency, B, because they didn't seem to be calling the same thing on Kansas City, which I understand. I understand. Comes off as very unfair. And like anything, it's kind of a judgment rule, right? Okay, moving beyond that. I don't know why Ronnie Stanley would be a target. Like, all right, maybe Kingsley Suamataia, the rookie out of BYU, starting in his first NFL game. Maybe they wanted to cut him a break because he's... Or maybe he was doing the right thing. And the official that was closest to the left tackle, I don't know if that's a field judge or side judge or whoever is making that call, was looking at Ronnie Stanley and looking at the opposing left tackle, and Kingsley Suamataia was doing it right in his eyes. I don't know. But the bottom line is, the Ravens were bitching and moaning about the officiating all night long. They spent a lot of time screaming at the officials. And now Lamar Jackson still thinks it's a touchdown. Okay. We move on. Kansas City's 1-0, and Baltimore is 0-1. But before we go any further, Lamar Jackson last night did something that I hope for his sake he doesn't do really a whole lot of, if any of, if ever again. What is that? Well, he carried the ball 16 times last night. 16 times. He had 122 yards rushing. Everybody wants Lamar Jackson to be the human joystick that he is. That's part of what makes him special. I got it. He's not a tremendous passing quarterback. We have said this for years. I've gone so far before last year to say, hey, you know what? He's not a good one. I thought he took a sizable step forward last year. So I'm not going to say he's not a good one. But he's still not a great one. His legs and his play extension and his play extension ability makes him as special as he is. Not his arm, not his accuracy, not his decision-making all the time. He's not bad at any of those. He's fine. Sometimes he's very good. But sometimes he's also poor on a couple of throws here and there, and we saw that on that final drive. But Lamar Jackson carried the ball not by design, somewhat by necessity, at least, I don't know, seemed like 6-7 times by necessity, because Baltimore's offensive line was ravaged with turnover over the year. Something we talked about yesterday. Reason why we picked the Kansas City Chiefs. Reason why we're skeptical of the Baltimore Ravens, quite honestly. We have them winning the AFC North. We do not have them going to the AFC Championship game and or obviously winning it. But we have them making the playoffs and winning the division. But to me, Lamar Jackson carrying 16 times, even though the numbers are gaudy, the numbers are great from a fantasy perspective, he smashed, I'm sure, every prop bet. Everybody loves to see Lamar Jackson create magic with his legs, right? Man, some of those hits that he took last night, oof, not good. Not good. Especially the one along the sideline where he got absolutely popped on the shoulder. And for those of you that are going to say, well, so what? So it's not a big deal. He didn't get hurt. Okay. Let's keep watching 17 games. Now, he played all 17 last year. So I will give him credit. But it's not like Lamar Jackson does not have an extensive injury history, at least in my eyes, where he missed 13 games. 6 1 year, 7 another year, back-to-back years, including a playoff game, to end the year, both years. So I understand how you can say, well, wait a second, you're concerned about nothing. He was healthy last year. Yes, he was healthy last year. He wasn't the year before that, and he wasn't the year before that. And I understand there's all sorts of context. Injuries can happen in the pocket. They can happen on rollouts. They can happen at practice. They can happen at regular season games. Whatever. All I'm telling you is 16 times, by design and by necessity, Lamar Jackson carried the football last night. And not that he's getting popped on every one of those, but he got popped on a few of them. And it's not just one particular hit, always. It's the cumulative wear and tear over the course of a long season. That is what I worry about as much as the one-hit-arama type effect. You know, like, again, you can get hit and because you're wearing pads and because you've got a pretty good, strong upper body and because you've trained your body and because Lamar Jackson is experienced and he knows and whatever, maybe he doesn't get hurt. But again, the cumulative wear and tear is something that you can't really account for, number one. And number two, you never, ever, 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 ever know, right, what might happen, especially along the sidelines, where you think you have the ability. Look at Patrick Mahomes last night. He was 5 feet out of bounds, and he got absolutely pummeled. The Ravens had no problem with that no call, I tell you that much. Okay? My point being is, 16 times, way too much. Way too much. It is going to catch up with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. I'm telling you. Again, I think that's the first time he's done that since like 2020 or something like that. I read that statistic. I'll get the official statistic for you from Mike Garafolo that I read overnight. Here's what I don't want on Sunday or in any game for the Commanders: Jaden Daniels to do anything close to that. And I know it can happen on one play, so it doesn't take 16, but the law of averages say the more you do it, the more chances you have of the big hit, and certainly at the very minimum, the cumulative wear and tear. Like, you should not be rooting in any way, shape, or form for Jaden Daniels to do what Lamar Jackson does on a regular basis and what he did last night. You should not be rooting for that in any way, shape, or form.
We need to get to break, but real quick, I find it amazing that he ran that much, because before the season started, he talked about how he slimmed down specifically because he didn't want to be as physical this season, and by him not having as much weight, it meant that he wasn't going to be able to be as effective in the run game.
It's a good point.
Which is insane.
That's a good point.
And part two, you're talking about cumulative injuries. We have a guy who made it to the playoffs with a very good season in our conference last year that by the time they went to the playoffs, nobody knew if he was even going to play.
And Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. He was banged up down the stretch as he was the year they went to the Super Bowl. But that's just the point.
He's a very, very physical quarterback. Gets to the postseason, gets to the end, and is unable to play.
There you go. 301-230-0980. I want no part of that if I'm Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury, and the Commanders. And that's obviously where we'll turn the conversation away from Ravens postgame on 105.7 The Fan. No, I'm just teasing. I mean, of course, it was a huge game. Lots of controversy. Lots of big moments that people are talking about at the water cooler, buzzing about, what have you. We'll start turning the conversation over to the Commanders. We'll start grabbing your calls. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What do you make of what I just said? I don't want anything to do with 16 carries for Jaden Daniels at all in any game, never mind on Sunday, in any game. I don't want 16 carries over two games, never mind one game. Coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pat Freiermuth of the Pittsburgh Steelers just got paid. Contract extension. I'll give you the details on that. We mentioned Jalen Ramsey a little bit earlier in the show, getting his contract extension. I'm still looking for that number that I saw from Mike Garafolo about Lamar Jackson's carries from last night's game. Again, 16, no matter which way you design it, no matter which way you describe it, no matter which way you paint it, way too much. Way too much. Okay. Again, designed, undesigned, what have you. The bottom line is just way, 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 way too much. Period. There's no way that Lamar Jackson is going to survive even double digits. Okay. And if you think that I'm crazy for worrying about this with Jaden Daniels, you're not freaking paying attention. You're not paying attention. Basically, what you are is ignorant and unaware. Okay? I'm just going to say, you absolutely can worry about this. You absolutely can find a way, figure out a way to limit it. You don't have to call RPO all the time. You don't have to do that. You can call a game. Yes! In certain spots, like the red zone, or maybe third and goal from the five, you can do something that you ideally want to limit or control. Yes, you can do that. You can't do what, and again, the Ravens, it wasn't just by design. They could block Chris Jones and the Kansas City Chiefs and Chenault. They couldn't block him right from the get-go. Lamar was running for his life. And this is why I don't love the Ravens this year. I tried to tell everybody. I picked them to win the division. It's a good division. I probably should have picked Cleveland. I don't trust Deshaun Watson. I trust Lamar Jackson more. But I'm worried as hell behind that. Did you see Roger Rosengart? Yes, he's a rookie. But he played in the national championship the other night. First snap in the game. On the first series. And he was abused. Here's the number that I wanted to give you on Lamar Jackson from Mike Garafolo. His 16 rushing attempts last night were the most for him in a game since November 28th of 2021. Now, he did tell Kent Babb of the Washington Post that he was feeling great going in, you know, this like an off-season piece that was in the Post yesterday, you know, that if he was healthier last year during the AFC Championship game, he would have won that game. He would have been better, and so on and so forth. That's just the point. You're trying to keep him healthy during a long season, during a long physical season. Last night was not the way to do it. And I understand he's got to scramble around for his life. Well, somebody in Baltimore should have thought better of that, quite honestly. Somebody should have thought better of that. One of the quotes in this piece, Lamar's just going to run it. He'll be a running back this game. That would be the only time they could say I was a running back because I would run the bleep out of the ball. I think he was talking about the AFC Championship game, but still. Lamar wants to do more of what he did last night. I'm telling you, cumulative wear and tear at the very minimum is going to be a big-time problem for Lamar Jackson. And he already was admitting last year, for the AFC Championship game, he wasn't right. Physically. It's a long season, man. That's game 20. Okay? Or 19. 301-230-0980. I know I keep saying we're going to get to the calls. We're going to get to your calls. Right after this, top of the hour, 2 o'clock. 1 hour down. Two to go on a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital. Stay with us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.